We're going to go back to Baze, Ahmed Baze. Just a quick recap. We're basically at the bottom of the Ahmed. And we said that we want to suggest that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu gave her the Torah first, and then Aaron Cohen died. So we can't say that. Three lines up. Lo seko daitach. Dechstiv achrei hakoises es Sichon. But Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the Torah after slaying Sichon. B'chi nach nafshei to Aaron. When Aaron died, ikati haba Sichon kayam. Sichon was still living. Okay? Dechstiv, we're going to prove that. It says, we're going to move on to Ahmed, Daf Gimel. B'yishma ha-Kanani, and the Kanani heard Melech Arad, the king of Arad. So basically this initiated a war, and they attacked Klal Yisrael. So why, Mar Shemua Shoma? What Shemua did this, the Melech Arad hear? Shoma. So says the Gemara, Shoma, he heard Shemes Aaron, that Aaron HaKohen had died, the Nistalku, and they were removed, the Anane HaKavod, the clouds of glory, which protected Klal Yisrael. And he thought, the Kanani's thought, Nisna, that was given Rishus, permission, Lehilochim, to fight, to go against war, but Yisrael, they lost the divine protection. Behainu, Dichsib, and that's what we see in this Pasuk, says, V'yiru kol ha'eda, and simply meaning the Eda saw, ki gova Aharon, the Aaron had died. Okay, the Omer Rebbe Abou, and Rebbe Abou says, Al tikrei v'yiru. Don't read the pasuk over here as v'yiru. V'yiru means they saw. Ella, rather you should read it as v'yeru. V'yeru means they were revealed, or they were seen. Okay, because why? Because the Anani had covered after Aaron and Cohen had died, so they lost the protection of the Ananea covered. So now, the enemies could see them. Okay? And could a Reish Lakish, and we're gonna also like Reish Lakish, which we're gonna use to translate this posuk. To Omar Reish Lakish, that Reish Lakish says the following thing. Ki, the word ki. So it said ki in the posuk, we just the aforementioned posuk. So the word ki, mishamesh, is used, badalad lashoinos, in four ways. Right? The word ki can be translated as in four ways. And now we're going to say. So the first one is E. E is, if. It sometimes means other things, so I call it, it's a bit iffy. So, you know, cause sometimes it's like when, but it's generally, it's if. Yeah. So that's the first one. Second one is Dilma. Translate that as perhaps. Yeah. The third one is Ella, is rather. It's coming to like basically refute what we said earlier. Some people say but. Okay, however you want to say that. And the fourth one is daha, is because. Okay? Because. So now let's go here. We're going to use the key in the pasuk. We're going to use as the fourth usage of the daha, because. So now let's translate this. So we've changed this pasuk. We basically said, we're going to, instead of reading it as v'yiru, we're going to read it as v'yeru. And then we're going to translate the word ki, yeah, as because. So now let's go back to the pasuk, four lines down. Dichsiv, ve-ye-ro'u, and they became revealed. Kol ha'eda, all of the congregation of Klal Yisrael, ki, because, yeah? We translate it as because, gova Aaron, because Aaron and Cohen had died. So that's pshat in the pasuk. So, and that's why, so the Kanani came and attacked Klal Yisrael. So, says the Gemara though, going back, yeah, to Midami, is that similar? Hossam, Canaan, in that posuk, who attacked Klal Yisrael? It was Canaan. And over here, Hacha, Sichon. We're trying to prove that Sichon outlived Aaron. You've only proved that Canaan outlived Aaron, but not Sichon. So answers the Gemara. Tana, we got a Brisa. Who Sichon? He is Sichon. Who Arad? He is also Arad. Hu Canaan. He is also Canaan. This person has three names. Okay, I'm going to explain each one. Sichon. What's the name Sichon? Is Shadoima that he's similar to this Lesiach. Lesiach is like a foal, like a, and it is a faster, here they say, yeah, Rashi translates foal over here. Bermit, Rashi translates it as a foal over here. A foal, F-O-A-L, a foal, a baby horse, sorry. Oh, you say, how do you say it? You say that, really? I say foal. Okay, what if it's a baby? Okay, wait, wait. It's a baby horse, okay? I don't know. Fine. Okay, well, what if it's a four-legged thing that goes, nee! Okay, it's that. Okay, it's going to be a dispute. We're going to argue. We're going to have a. Anyway, so that was his name. Anyway, whatever. He may take it personally, but I don't really care. Canaan. Why was he called Canaan? Right, Al Shem Malchusoy. It was called Canaan because that was his province or whatever. That's where. Okay, and Mar Shemoy, that country. Thank you. And what was his name? Arad Shemo. That was his actual. His mother gave him that name at birth. Okay, Ikeda Amri, some people say, yeah, it's basically a slightly different version of a Brisa. Yeah, Arad, it was really, Arad was not his real name, this was his nickname. Shadoima La Arad, he's similar to an Arad, which is a wild donkey, Bamidbar. And that means, but also, he's fast, he knows his way around the Midbar, he's dangerous. Canaan, why is he Canaan? Same thing, Al-Shay Malchusoy, that's the name of his country. And Mar Shemoy, what's his actual name that his mother gave him? Is Sichon Shemoy, and that his name was Sichon. So therefore, we have just now proved, yeah, that Canaan and Sichon are the same person. And we know that Canaan and Sichon attacked Klal Yisrael after the death of Aaron, a Kohen. So we see that Sichon outlived Aaron, a Kohen. So now we are back. So we have now basically got back to the first picture that we had, and we have now basically got through all the caches, and basically we're starting the count from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Both clocks start from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yeah, and we know Tishrei, yeah, it cannot be, Rosh Hashanah cannot be Tishrei, because it goes, as Ari reminded us, that it went from 40 to 40, and there's Tishrei in between, and that. So now the other thing is, right, really we've also eliminated other months as well. Right, that's why I gave the sheets out. People want to feel like want to cross things out. Yeah, that we can. We've also eliminated, besides Tishrei, all the months that in between, basically Av and Shvat, also cannot be Rosh Hashanah. So that means also Elul can't be Rosh Hashanah, Tishrei can't be Rosh Hashanah, Cheshvan can't be Rosh Hashanah, Kislev can't be Rosh Hashanah, Tevis can't be Rosh Hashanah, Shvat cannot be Rosh Hashanah. Okay, because this is okay. So now we're going to try and knock off the other ones as well. That's a good question. And there is such a thing. Choices books that that kind of story is going to be used. I don't know why over here. I don't know. Okay. Good question. Now, says the Gemara. For whatever reason, we're going to entertain this now. The aim of Rosh Hashanah, Ia. Maybe Rosh Hashanah is Ia. Right? Because that we haven't disproved. Because first was ER, right? And it changed to year 40. Then after that was Av, and after that was Shvat. So the Gemara says, Lo Sadha Daitach. You can't think that why. To see, because we've got two psukim, it says, Vayhi b'chodesh rishon. It was in the first month, which is Nisan. Okay? B'shnas ha'shenis, in the second year. But achal b'chodesh, in the first of the month, first in Nisan, Hukam Mishkan, okay? And we've got another pasuk, Ksiv, Vayehi B'shnas HaShenis, it was in the second year, B'chodesh HaSheni in the second month, Nala Anon, the cloud, the clouds of glory raised up, Me'al Mishkan Eidos, from the Mishkan Eidos, and they started traveling. So comments the Gemara, Midikai B'Nisan, that it's standing in Nisan, for Corey Lat, and it calls it Shana Shanice, the second year. And, okay, and also for Kaiba ER, and the second post it was in ER, and it still nevertheless called it for Corey Lat, Shanas Shaney, also the second year. McLeod the Rosh Shana Lav Iyahu. We can deduce that Rosh Hashanah is not Iyahu. Yeah, because if it would be ER, yeah, it would be, you know, the next one would be 40, I suppose would be the first. No, because it's the year after. No, it would go a year ahead, right? It would be the third, exactly right. Okay. Now, on here, so we can now here, if we want over here, we can itch off ER. Okay, we're getting down over here. We've just got to get a couple more months over here. So it can't be ER either. So says the Gemara, yeah, maybe it's going to be, I've got to find the place, maybe it's Sivan. Is that correct? Yeah, the aim of Rosh Hashanah Sivan. So let's say it was Sivan. So says the Gemara, no. Lo saka daitach dichsi, because it says in the Pasuk, this is when they came to Har Sinai, b'choy dishishlishli, on the third month, which is Sivan, let's say it's B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So they came to Sinai. So that would have been basically just a little bit after they left Mitzrayim. And if you already started counting the years by Sivan, right? V'im Isa, and if that is the case that you want to tell me that Sivan is Rosh Hashanah, it should have said, B'choydish Shlishi, in the third month, yeah, B'shanu Hashenis, in the second year, let's say, by the fact that he didn't point out it was a new year, obviously it's a continuation of the previous. Yeah? Niboyle. It should have said. So therefore it's not. So we've just ixed off Sivan now. Okay? So the Aima, okay, so we've got three possible months left. The Aima Tammuz, perhaps it's Tammuz. The Aima Av, perhaps it's Av. The Aima Adar, perhaps it's Adar. So how can we disprove these? So we can't. So we got a new angle. New angle. We don't have any psukim to disprove these months. So Ella, yeah, how long we got time? What's the time now? Maybe we'll stop though here, because it's, we're going to stop here then. We're going to stop.